Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And we're
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Oh, damn it.
I got you, bitch.
All right, so let's welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is Mariah Carey.
I love that I'm never with Roger anymore. It's right. Always someone else.
Someone else.
What's
thank up,
you.
Everyone?
You're listening to episode 536.
53069.
Oh, 536.9.
Right, exactly.
FM. How long he's get it?
Oh my God. Goodwin. I was thinking the same thing.
Oh my God.
We have been on the
same. You were not thinking the same thing.
I was, actually. We have been on the same wavelength for the last like 2 weeks.
It's I know, amazing. Right?
I don't know what I'm going to do while you're on vacation.
What are you going to do? Because stretch, it's like 2 weeks.
Stretch the brainwave. So that cell is going to stretch.
Oh my God. I'm just so dead when I come back. So, Roger, how has your week been? Or should I address you as Miss Carey?
Miss MC. Thank you.
Oh, MC. Yeah. Squared.
Mimi.
Yeah. My dogs are being a little extra today, so you might hear them. They're being super extra.
That's okay. They're lovely dogs. But my week...
God. Tell us all about it.
So, I just want to start off... Sorry, popping. Pop locking. I just want to start off by saying that It's All About Me podcast can fucking suck it.
We're starting there already.
Well, that was my week, part of my week. I just want to say that they are going around spreading rumors that I'm a part of the
Westboro Baptist Church.
Thank you.
Roger hates fags.
Roger hates, and he hates bears, apparently.
Bears, fags, and people.
Thank God you're not talking to Roger anymore. You're just talking to MC.
Right.
Mimi. I do have to say that that is not true, clearly.
Although it's funny as hell.
It is funny as hell.
You have to admit.
It is, but I don't want people to think that that's what I'm...
But it's okay if you
I'm not a self-hating homo.
We are... Transgender? No. We are transforming you into a good person.
Right.
I mean, you're holding up a sign right now that says God hates fags. I like, am. Right in front of me.
I mean, it's... I made it out of a fag's blood.
Yeah.
Fag baby blood. Oh, let's go there. We're going to take it right there.
Fag
baby blood. Mm-hmm. You know about that, like that, what's that little girl in that school that was told that she couldn't go back to school because
she looked like a boy?
That's
she wasn't
so
girly
awful.
Enough.
Like, who in the fucking right mind tells a child, I'm sorry, you're not girly enough, so you can no longer come
assholes.
To school.
She was going to a Christian school. Assholes.
Assholes. They can go to, they can suck
or
it.
How about the little girl that shaved her head with... And or for her little friend who was also like going through cancer, so she shaved
and
her head.
She got
they
expelled.
Kicked her out of school.
Awful.
How are you going to kick somebody out of school for being bald? Because that's like the gym teacher.
Not only that, but just being supportive. Like, what are you teaching right. your kids if that's like, what you're going to do?
I hate people.
Sorry that we went there.
It's like just straight downhill, like suckiest podcast. Like
ever.
Everyone's going to be sad. But we will bring you back up. We
right.
promise.
So go back to me podcast, them assholes over there. Well, except No Dan and Ed. Just kidding, Mark. No, I love those guys. They're sweethearts. They gave us a little bit of a shout out and made a podcast that was like, what, half an hour about me?
Literally.
Which is amazing.
Which you love.
Exactly. I mean, like, oh my God. Oh my God, y'all!
Were you like a Dordelana?
Let's not tire out our fans with a Dordelana thing, because I feel like that's going to be like
a separation, like they're gonna get pissy.
Yeah, they're gonna get like, oh my god, why are they doing that again? Like La Chair, that should only come out in special occasions. Oh, no,
everybody loves La Chair.
I know, but see, I feel like I've listened to every... There's
a hashtag that says hashtag La Chair.
Is there?
Yeah.
Oh my god! Anyway, yeah, that. So I love you guys. Love you, Mark, Ed, and no, Dan.
But you're still...
Well, I was forgiven.
Pro Westboro.
No, I was forgiven.
Pro Westboro. Pro Westboro. Pro Westboro. Pro Westboro.
I don't know. That sounded like I want a burrito.
I want to Pro Westboro. I want a burrito.
I apologize for this announcement. I was reborn again with them because I like George Michael, and so does Mark.
He's okay, but I prefer, like,
I know most people prefer like
masturbation in the bathroom, George Michael.
Right, most people do. Well, that's when his stuff was really, really good.
Like
although
Father
you know
Figure, Sex.
Yeah. Well, you
I
know
love
what though?
That video.
Which
love
one?
It.
I Want Your Sex. Yeah. Oh yeah, that's a hot video. But you know what? His stuff is still good. It's just, it's, you know, it's people like to cling on to the oldies. But like, I mean, for us, like Mariah Carey, we really love
everything.
Yes. All her extracurricular activities outside of recording.
I think it might be kind of sad that half of our breakfast conversation today was about Mariah Carey. Like, that's kind of sad,
Hi,
right?
37, 35. Right. Talking about Mariah Carey the entire fucking time.
Sitting at a table for six. They sat us at a table for six, and this place is fucking crowded as hell.
And
I know people were looking at us.
Five people walk by.
And giving us dirty
looks. Four people walk by. And just us two sitting there looking like big fat asses because we had like...
Talking about Mariah Carey.
And no, and the worst part about it is because we sat in the middle. If we would have sat in the side, that would have looked worse.
Right.
Would have been like, where's our friends? Them two lonely bastards.
I was like, Roger, they are totally saying we're assholes right now.
Yeah, totally. And I was like, don't worry about it.
What? We didn't pick this. You think we just came in here and sat at this table? I was like, yeah, we did.
Like we Mariah Carey. Yeah. I want that one with the air.
Yeah.
Over there with the air. Hi, can you reposition the vent?
What else did we talk about at breakfast? Anything good?
Oh, no, we probably
it was
talked
a bunch
about my
of Mariah
sad
Carey.
Ass life.
Your sad ass life. Your
apartment hunting.
Your scabs that you have on your wrist. And I told you, you should not go back and forth. You should go up and down because that's the real deal. Up and down the street, not across. That's just asking for attention.
Well, I know, but exactly that's what I was trying to do.
Ask for attention. Could you pass the ketchup? Oh, excuse my scars.
We do not condone suicide, please.
No,
that's
we don't.
Not what
no.
we were trying to talk about.
They know that. They know
okay,
that not.
Let's not be Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga.
With the whole throwing up thing. That's not, we're not promoting that
But that's
shit.
Okay. You can throw up on people. That's not a crime.
No.
Oh.
We don't want to promote that.
Just as long as you drink antifreeze before you do it.
Oh my God, it's awful. So what are you fucking testing? 1, 2, 3. Anyway,
no,
so.
Don't. That's sad, actually.
So I'm applying for a new job.
Uh-huh.
In my office.
And?
I'm probably not going to get it, but I mean...
Oh, well,
positive,
congratulations.
Positive Perry. Positive Paulina. Positive somebody, goddammit. Positive Peter. There we go.
Or negative Nancy.
Right. I'm going to do that. And then yesterday we went out to a place called Wood, which is a restaurant.
Wait. I went to a restaurant called Wood. It has everything. Shrimp, steak, things cooked on wood.
Wow.
And how was Wood?
One day when we have video soon enough, that was priceless. The food was overpriced as per usual.
Mm-hmm.
Up in the Boys Town area.
Which will rob you. Although I like Halsted's. They're good.
God, it's like fucking, that's like frozen Cisco food. It's like they get it in big plastic bags and dump the
Not
shit.
Not at Halsted's.
Yeah, oh, totally. Totally. None of that shit is natural. That's all fucking store-bought.
Oh, you think Wood was natural?
No, that fucking glorified chicken, country fried chicken steak that I got, no, that was not fucking natural. But I ended up paying $50, which is unnatural.
Right.
Fucking $50 for a country fried steak
Did it have mashed potatoes and gravy or something?
No, it had a. It had the lasagna was good, like a spinach cheese lasagna, I think it was, or spinach cream. That was really good.
Cream spinach.
No.
It wasn't cream spinach.
No, it was like this. Like they put like a sour cream and then they put the spinach. I suppose you could consider that. That would you like some? Mm-hmm. I see you eyeing them. We're eating Lifesaver gummies, berry flavor, my favorite. And I had two beers and it was $50. I wanted to cry because I was like, oh my god, I can't believe I'm paying this much money.
I'm getting married.
Oh my god, he's such a fag. He's such a fag, y'all. Okay.
I just put the gummy bear or the gummy ring on my finger like I'm getting married.
I don't know. He took my anal hole. I mean,
anal ring. So wood.
Mm-hmm.
Is it because everything's cooked on a piece of wood? Is that what it is?
No.
Oh.
They're just trying to, you know, the fags. They try to be like, oh, what's that? About ahead of the times.
Mm-hmm.
So it was, I mean, it was good. Like I had a good time with my friends there, but then it was just the night went downhill. I didn't want to really drink. My stomach has been kind of funky because I'm trying a new probiotic. And so I didn't want to like...
You're in Boys Town, which makes everyone feel wonderful.
Oh, exactly. My self-esteem shot through the roof.
If you're not like 19, if you're not 19 and 100 pounds, then no matter how tall you are, 100 pounds like 6 foot three or 100 pounds 5 foot three.
And I think even that's fat, 5 foot three. You're 100 pounds? Oh, my God. You have like 10 to go. Just eat air. Yeah, that was not fun. I mean, it's like literally like a fucking parade. And I get it, like most clubs or most like gay venues, it's like show and tell, like presenting. It's like lifting up your skirt, presenting your vagina for men to like do whatever they want.
That's a bad thing?
It's worse. That's the problem.
Oh.
So it gets like, it just, in your self-esteem, I mean, I already have issues with self-esteem. Oh, womp, womp. So I don't already feel sexy when I go there because most guys in there would probably never date me, which is completely fine. That's why I've been single for 10 years. Hello. 12. Sorry.
You forgot 2 years.
But so it just wasn't fun. I didn't have a really good time. And I mean, I saw some people and I'm just like, oh, hang on.
I was in Boys Town earlier that day.
I know. You were sitting
at a really good time.
I'm sure you did because you were fucking staring.
Well, I was a caribou.
Scaraboo?
No, scaraboo. But there was a... Did you know that they don't allow you to go like on sites like Bear 411 and stuff?
On their Wi-Fi?
Yeah. It's blocked.
Oh, I guarantee you it's because they're...
Are they Christians?
No, I think the people got caught in the bathrooms. And ew, it's so weird because
the bathrooms are right there.
Literally across from the cash register. Like...
Yeah.
On the side.
But why would they block just Bear 411?
I don't know. I'm just making shit up.
There was a really hot Middle Eastern guy sitting in front of me.
Oh, was there?
His nariz was huge.
I love big noses.
Big nose, big hose.
That's my mating call.
Oh, what about the guy that we passed on the sidewalk?
Oh, I don't... You know, I'm not a real fan. Like, I'm not typically attracted to Latinos, but... Recently, I've been kind of like, let me slop up them beans.
Did you really slop up?
Smell that. That smells weird. Doesn't it smell weird?
It smells like Coke. You want me to get you a different glass?
No. But it smells like, I think it's the ice.
Oh, maybe it could be the ice.
It smells like food. Smell it.
Well, mine would smell the same.
Would it?
No, it doesn't smell the same.
Here, let me smell.
This podcasting is riveting. This is like
that one doesn't
advanced smell. Technologies. It He's smells mad like meat. Because his mason jar smells different than my mason jar.
It smells like meat. Like raw meat.
Well, we don't have any of that. Well, so.
Clearly. Maybe some raw fucking tofu or something. I feel like this is... I don't know what's going on here, but...
I didn't do anything to it.
No, I know. I know. I just...
Make sure you tighten it when you...
I got it.
Okay.
It's perfect now.
Okay. Perfect. Why do I work... Did we talk about this before? I don't think we talked about it on the show.
No.
Oh, my God. I work with a bunch of people that cannot say certain words that like drive
you bananas. Me
that shit crazy.
Like X. Can I ask like you a question?
Perfect. That is so perfect. Excuse me. God, that is so
perfect. Not everybody had a West Virginia high education.
Virginia.
Not everyone went there.
Mm. I can't stand that.
I don't like that either. And you know what's worse is the worst part about it is like if they went to a university.
They did go to a university.
And they graduated with a degree.
She did. And, or they did.
Right. And then it's like, how did you like, but that goes to show you it's like a part of their vernacular. And when I mean there, I mean like people who speak like that. I'm not trying to be racist. Because even like Latinos, some like Latinos will have the same thing. Like they'll say certain things like Jew. I'm sorry, are you speaking about Jew or you? I'd like a clarification.
Right.
Jew or Jew? It's like, what? So I
Jew
get
so
it.
Crazy.
Oh, it's not crazy.
Jew so loco.
Jew so loco. Where were we at? Oh, let's go back to
perfect.
Wood. Perfect. So yeah, so my
in wood.
My evening was, needless to say, not as great as I wanted it to be. I didn't want to go for it in the first place, but I had kind of already committed, and my friend really wanted me to go out since I haven't been social. And so I went out, and $62 later, because the $12 cab ride.
Mm-hmm.
Because
you could have taken the train for $225.
I could have. I so could have. I will never at that time. No, I know you are not. I told you this. I already told you what's the difference. Because I know shit that goes on.
What? You and might find a guy that wants to masturbate on your face. So
oh my God. That would have been awesome.
You would
awesome.
Be so lucky.
I know. I know, right? Like, blah, blah, blah. Give me that milk, daddy.
And on camera. Because there's cameras on the trains now.
Thank God. All that nastiness that goes on. But, yeah, I'm really scared of stuff like that. I'm always, because you know what it is? It's that one time that I fucking take
pussy.
The train. That one time I take the train and shit will happen to me. And then that, because I listen to your stupid ass.
And then you blame me and then you'll exactly. never be on the show ever
and
again.
Then,
because you'll actually be dead.
Oh,
so.
Wow. Good when, night. You went there?
Good night.
Because I'd cut her. She text messaged me yesterday. What are you doing? And I was like, oh, nothing, just plotting your murder.
That's the sweetest thing anyone's ever said to me.
So, yeah, I got home at like 2 o'clock, 2:30. Didn't get to bed till like about 3:30. And then I woke up at 6:30. So I'm running on fumes.
Old. We are so old.
Isn't that awful?
When we can...
Y'all, she's laughing.
What was that? Because that was hilarious. It totally looked like you had a pineapple? It totally looked like you just pulled a booger off your finger and put it in your mouth.
Like a loogie?
Yeah. <They're> just like... Oh, distractions. So...
How was your week? Well, hold on.
My week was good. I didn't really, I just worked and went out to eat a few times this week, which I'm supposed to be saving money. So I need to stop.
I know. Are you getting ready for your vacation?
Yes. Cannot wait for my vacation.
My
vacay.
Isn't it one of those things where like you're so excited to go because it's like, oh my God, you want to see my friends, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Then you're going to get on the vacation and you're going to be so tired out. You're going to be like, I don't want to be with my friends anymore because I'm tired of them bitches. And then you're going to get back to Chicago and be like, oh, I missed home. Home, sweet home.
I'll be gone for almost 2 weeks.
The 16th. We will be taking a spring break.
A hiatus.
For old people.
Because
I can't do this show alone.
Because I'm going to be out of town from the 16th until the 29th.
We're trying to record a little earlier, so like...
We're going
to
do a live show next Sunday at 2 p.m. Central
y'all
time.
Y'all motherfuckers better be there.
Hello.
Hello.
There's going to be a live birth.
A live butt baby.
Mm-hmm. Starring Roger.
A gay butt baby. No, yeah. A gay baby. Mm-hmm. So we can sacrifice that to the Westboro Church.
So exciting. We'll be taking like a 2-week vacation. So I hope you guys can handle.
We'll try to record at least like a show or two extra so you guys aren't missing us too bad. Maybe we'll do a bloopers.
No. The whole show's a blooper. What are you talking about?
Thank you for the self-esteem confidence.
So let's talk about...
No wonder I'm so low in the fucking totem pole.
Let's talk about Taylor the Latte Boy and his post on Facebook that got us both intrigued.
Would you like to talk about it?
Go ahead.
He put a post
basically he was saying...
Okay, I was... No, go ahead, Ricky.
Basically, he proclaimed his love for Mariah Carey. On Facebook.
And then he tagged Ricky and I in the post and said, mind you, he doesn't say a damn thing about what he wants us to figure out. So he's just like, I came across this song of Mariah Carey's. I listened to it, and I actually really, really like it.
It's never been released.
It's not a rap song. And it's not a rap song. That was his initial like posting.
Oh, my God.
And he tagged Ricky and I. And he said it wasn't from the first... And it wasn't the first three albums. Mm-hmm. So Ricky and I start going back and forth. Well, most of her CDs beyond... Like... Mimi. No, Emancipation of Mimi. Mm-hmm. And forward are all like they all have rap music in there. And
well, all the ones after her third album, all of them have a rapper on them.
Yeah, I guess
because
you're
Fantasy had a rap on it.
Yeah,
with, ODB.
Oh, rest in peace,
rip. Bastard,
who died collecting welfare.
Yeah, hello.
How the fuck
he was on TV.
Collecting welfare
in his limousine.
What a douche.
What? Come on. Mariah, what were you thinking?
But she loved him some ODB. Mm. Anyway, so of course that gets Ricky and I. Well, Ricky was a little 100 slow.
100 comments later.
Wait. So Ricky was a little slow on the uptake because he was like, is it Mariah Carey? What was the next one? Is it It Takes Time? No, what was it? Her second CD? Emotions,
yeah.
Is it Emotions? I'm like, you fucking retard. Oops, I'm sorry. Oh.
We're not supposed to be saying that word anymore.
Like, you fucking read the instructions.
That's still bad. That's still not okay.
All right, you fucking clown.
Okay, I got it.
And I'm like, reread the instructions, the directions. And Taylor was like, duh, I said the first three are not included. We're like, why are you not reading?
I was reading fast. I was still at work.
Oh, were you? Oh, yeah, that's right, because so was I. No, this was later in the evening.
Oh, I was playing video games.
Oh, God. Anyway, so I'm like, I was like, okay. And then he says, the name of the album is a one-word album name title. And I was like, okay, well, there's like, three of there's six, is it? Because it's
Butterfly.
It's Butterfly,
Rainbow,
charm bracelet, Glitter, and then there's one in between, Daydream.
Mm-hmm. No, that wasn't the album. That was Daydream is from Music Box.
No,
Music Box is one of them.
That's not one word.
That's one word.
Oh yes, it is. But no. Daydream is not from... That's the Fantasy album. That's where Fantasy came off of. Daydream.
Isn't that Music Box?
No, you're talking about Dream Lover. That came off of Music Box. Okay. So anyway, I mean, really?
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. Mariah Carey, 24/7, 365. Right. Anyway, 98 comments later.
Everyone was like, what the fuck? And we're like, well, this was not for you motherfuckers to respond. So
right, hello.
Right, get off of it. quit your bitching and moaning. It was between Taylor, Ricky, and I.
But you eventually got the answer right.
I did, because then I named the album, because I was like, I named
it. Go to the top and just click discography.
Yeah, it wasn't her first three albums, but it was Daydream, Butterfly, Rainbow, Glitter, and Charm Bracelet.
And we named all of them.
Mm-hmm. I had named like four of them, and he was like, "Nope, nope, nope." And I was like, "Charm Bracelet." And he's like,
"Which is not one of the best CDs she's had."
No,
it's like one of those throwaway CDs. Like, I need to put something out there.
Oh, I know.
It's not a very good CD.
No, I mean, there's like one or two songs. Like, Lullaby is a really good song. I know you don't like that one. Lullaby, and then there's Clown. Mm-hmm. That's another good song. But that's the one about Eminem. And that's
by really, Eminem?
No, it's about Eminem.
Oh, I thought it was about her dad.
Clown?
Yeah.
No.
Let's pull up some Clown here. I'll get it while you...
Anyway, so I finally figure out that it's Charm Bracelet. Well, he's like, it's off of that album. And so I start naming songs. Literally, now I'm trying to guess Taylor by his podcast. So I'm trying to figure out, okay, I listened to his podcast, which is Pod is my co-pilot. And I'm like, so trying to figure out, okay, I was like, I don't know him very well, but by his podcast, I'm like, what would I garner him to listen to off of that album? And I'm literally going through the songs and I named almost all of them except the one that actually was the answer. Which was Subtle Invitation, which is, it's an okay song. I think she sings it better live.
God, I can't find it. I know it's on here, but.
But anyway, I am going to be talked about on their next podcast. He's like, Ricky sucks. You are amazing.
Oh my God. He did not say that.
Yes, he did. Did you not, is he not paying attention?
Albums. Oh my God, this, why does this have to be so hard?
Oh God, by the time you finish, I already bought it. There you go.
You bought it?
Here. This is Clown by me. We'll listen to a couple bars.
And do you have the one that he liked?
No, I don't have it on there. When you
know very well, I don't know why. Alright, that's enough. Like, I'm using my iTunes
match,
but I can't, like, it's not on here, or I'm just not able to.
Can you search by title?
Like, no, song there's title? No search, I don't see.
Probably at the top. Anyway, I won.
So, anyway. he won.
I'm getting what talked evs? About on the podcast. Woohoo!
Whatevs.
Let's talk about a really sad day in music, y'all. It's kind of been a sad week in music.
I don't even know who that is.
Let's talk about Frankie Knuckles.
Don't know who that is.
Oh my
is.
God, you don't know. Let's do this real quick. Keep talking. We don't air.
All right, so I don't know who Frankie Knuckles is. Sounds like, what are you doing?
Where's your YouTube? Do you have it on here?
Hold on.
Frankie Knuckles was.
Where is the YouTube?
YouTube.
I can type it in.
Oh, Frankie Knuckles.
Mm-hmm.
Just type it in. Whatever comes up first, we'll play it.
Okay.
Anyway, he's the godfather of house music. He was born in the Bronx, New York, and then he moved to Chicago and created this entire music scene that is like eventually became its own genre. Music was revered on the Grammys. I mean, he was basically a trailblazer for house music, and his shit was amazing. He remixed a bunch of people. Madonna, Janet, Diana Ross, just to name a few, really.
I thought he did dubstep or something.
House music is kind of like that, but it's more, I mean, it's just, it's got like a deeper... That's one of his famous songs, the Whistle Song. Do you have anyone with, like, Madonna or Janet on there?
There's House Party New York, New Year's Eve. Legendary. The one, the only. DJ Frankie Knuckles, take it away, sir.
House party, New Year's Eve, Channel 4. Let's go.
That shit was like, you just lost yourself in the music. He's got a really good Because of Love, Janet remix. It's really good music.
There's another one.
Is that Mariah?
Mm-hmm.
What is that? Fantasy?
Fly Away. Butterfly Reprise.
Mm. I love that remix. We need to turn it up a little bit. He was really good. It's really sad.
Is this on her album? I think it is.
I think it's on a remix album.
Because yeah. We love a remix album. Can we skip ahead a little bit?
Sure. And this is when she used to re-record the vocals. Mm-hmm. So she would send for them to do a remix. She would send her re-recorded vocals, mm-hmm. and then they would meld, you know, mesh them together.
Oh shit! Here we go. You ready, guys?
Butterfly. All
right, we got to stop this because people aren't used to this, like on the show.
I know,
like, but they do not.
I bring a little ghetto. It's fabulous.
That's cute.
I was whitewashed with
something.
Anyway, it was a sad day in music when he passed away, so hopefully he's
so sorry,
he's resting in peace.
I want to talk about my boyfriend trying to pick up a 17-year-old girl.
I think that was all a joke.
No, it was serious.
Was it?
Yeah, because he did an interview the next day on like NBC or CBS.
I mean, she was
or something.
17.
She went, well, it was legal what he was doing, but she was from like Ireland or somewhere. It was probably the accent that got him.
I don't know, but did he knowingly know that she was 17
yes.
before he started flirting, or did he find out in the conversation?
During. Because he met her outside his play, and then she did a video with him, and he said, tag me in it. Then he started talking to her.
Got it. So, and in that time, he did not know she was 17.
Until he said, how old are you? And she said, 17.
And then he said, let me stick my cock in your vagina.
He said, shh, we won't tell. That's what he said.
Shady boots.
Which, I don't care if James Franco and I were 12. I would still done it.
Right.
And I would have not told anybody.
Right? Well, can you imagine how many millions they would have paid you to shut the fuck up?
Mm.
I would have been like... Cha-ching.
And I'm a star fucker. Oh, my dreams came true.
Right?
That's how you make real money. That's the real American dream.
I want to be a star fucker. That's awful. He should be ashamed of himself.
I love him.
I mean, I do have to say, though, that is pretty... I mean, I don't really fault him because he didn't know. Yeah. And then, I mean...
It's not a big deal.
No, like, she was 17.
And he didn't meet up with her or anything.
I mean, he just
put
the tip in. That was right. Like just a little tip.
And she's stupid. She should have been all over that, like, wine on rice.
For real. I would have been like, oh, yeah.
Yeah,
no,
I'll meet you at the hotel.
Right. What hotel?
Right. I don't have friends. Where is Ireland?
Right.
I ain't nobody got time for that.
It's right across the street from Indiana. Geographically stupid. So another thing. Oh, you put... Oh, wait. So, let's talk about Nymphomaniac for a second. Because
his movie. Isn't he in that?
No, he's not. Shia LaBeouf.
Shia LaBeouf.
Shia LaBeouf.
Stinky Beef. That's weird.
Oh, my God. You guys.
Did you see it?
I saw both of them because it's a two-parter.
Oh.
Wow. I mean, this shit it's pretty graphic.
Really?
Like you see his penis.
Is it nice?
Although I did find out, I did reread, and I don't know how true this is, but they say that they CGI enhanced the penis.
Mm-hmm.
So like him and her were simulating sex, but then they went back and drew in the penis. That's not true. What they did is they recorded them two having sex
mm-hmm.
or simulating it. And then the part where you see the penis go into the vagina and you see the vagina, that was done by body doubles who are porn stars. And I then like, they re like they kind of CGI enhanced the penis to make it look more like, I guess,
bigger.
What his penis would look like. I don't know. I guess to make it look more real.
Is there any gay sex in it?
No, it's all straight.
Oh, well, what's the point?
Well, I mean, it was
if still, he's a nymphomaniac, he should have sex with anyone.
It was a really, it's a very kind of disturbing movie. A little bit, because it's this woman who essentially is, she's a nymphomaniac. And she, like, there's a scene where she's like, she takes this, like, kind of like this whip. And she's beating her pussy with it. Like, literally, like, but damn. Because she can't get off. Mind you, she was in, prior to that scene, she's in the bed laying next to Shia LaBeouf, and she's masturbating, and she can't get off, so she gets frustrated, so she goes to the washroom, and she starts hitting her pussy with that, or her hand. But she was like, and she could not, and then Shia LaBeouf ran in there, and he was like, held her. Which, by the way, he had a horrible British accent. Horrible.
So what, the story is all about her?
Mm-hmm. It's her, the story begins with her being found, pissed on, beaten up, in like this square area. And the guy who saved
this has to be in Germany.
No, it was in England. And so the it's like one of those places, it's like one of those
warehouse?
No. Like a you know, you're walking down the street. No. How do you explain it? Like there's a bunch of buildings, but there's like a little like walkway. Mm-hmm. And so it's there's a round in the middle, so there's like a building here, building here, and then there's like walkways. Kind of. But it's almost like an alley courtyard, if that makes sense. And she's found there, and she's like bloody. So the older guy takes her, and then they start talking, and she starts telling him the story of how she became an infomaniac. And it, like, there's a scene, there's a, like a couple scenes in the movie where she's like maybe 13, 14, and she's her and her friend get on the bus, and they make a little bet. Let's see how many guys you can sleep with, and literally fuck all train carts, all the guys that are on the train carts, back and forth. Like, it's really fucking weird. And it's, yeah, it's just a weird movie.
Where'd you see it?
I rented it. I saw it with one friend of mine. We went had dinner, and then he's like, what do you want to watch? And I'm like, I don't know.
I'm a nymphomaniac, so I need to go see my movie.
Right. Well, it doesn't star Mariah Carey, thank you. we watched the first part, and then I watched the second part. The second part's a little darker because it delves into how she became like a nymphomaniac, and how like it's a very interesting. I would never recommend anyone go see it at the movie because it's kind of uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know. It's just weird. Like it's really hard to watch sex movies like that in the movie theater.
That's Pee Wee Herman.
Wow. He wasn't at a movie theater, was he? Was he? I thought he was at a porno booth. Like a porno theater.
Well, he is, but...
Yeah, but that's what they do there. Hello.
No, it was illegal. That's why I got arrested.
At a porno theater?
Yeah.
Honey, go to the Bijou Theater here. That's all you find in the theater when you walk in.
I've never been there, but I've heard of it. It's downtown, too, right? I thought it was the Bayou.
It's one of the... No, it's the Bijou.
Are you Spanglishifying it?
No, it's the Bijou Theater. Bijou. Oh, or Biju, I think.
Listeners, if you know Creole, let us know.
Anyway, so yeah, it was a very interesting movie. Anyway, so moving along to the Real Housewives of Reunion conclusion.
Or Melissa Marissa Miranda.
MMM. You know, one of the things is, you know, it's sometimes it's really difficult, I feel like, to decipher what really is real on those shows and what is not necessarily like fake, but you know, like it's kind of set up a little bit. But it's really sad to see friendships that you believe that they're real because that's what they, you know, they make it sound like and they make it appear like. But it is really sad to see friendships kind of die and just kind of like, you know, you did this to me and that was wrong. And you just see the separation of like the friendship. It's like a divorce.
Like with that whole thing, is it because they saw the footage afterwards of what happened? Because they have no idea what was going on while they're doing the footage.
No, I mean, they know. It's, I mean, they know what's going, I mean, they don't know what's going on. They don't know how it's played out on TV because they don't know that. They just get, they're just being recorded at all times. And, you know, shit happens. And then editing will put it together and be like, oh, that's awful. Because then editing is like, you know, they're going to always play up the good parts of an argument. So I think even that kind of makes it a little worse when you, I mean, you know, if you're having an argument with someone and you're really upset and then, you know, you have a 2-hour conversation, but they only manage to record or edit
12 minutes
of it. You, girl, they're going to pick out the best shit out of that entire 2 hours. So when you see it, I think that that's kind of like, oh, God, that does make me look bad, or oh, that does look bad, or whatever. But it's just really sad when you see someone that, you know, like they were friends and then.
You know, who are you talking about?
Well, I'm referring to Kyle. Oh my God, what's her name?
Which she has brown hair, right?
Yeah, she's like the brunette. Pretty. Yeah, she's,
she kind of reminds me of Wonder Woman, maybe.
A little bit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Linda Carter. She is an aunt to Paris Hilton.
Okay.
Yeah. Her sister is Paris Hilton's mom.
Okay.
There's Kyle, and then there is oh my God, I can't remember her fucking name. Brandy. And then there's
the blonde.
Yes, and she's the one that was cheated on with the country star, Linda Rhimes.
Oh, okay.
And then you have Lisa Vanderpump, which is, they're the three that have been kind of.
She's like the British lady, right?
Yes, she's one of the British ladies. Yeah. And so it's kind of sad, you know, like they were.
What broke up their friendship?
Well, I think that Brandy was starting to feel like she was starting to notice a couple of things that things of like manipulation. She was starting to pick up little things that she was doing that she was like, wait a minute, no, I don't want to do that. Or wait, why are you, you know, confronting me? And the whole, that whole scenario, that whole like fight that was played out on TV was because Mauricio, who is married to Kyle, the newspapers released some information about him cheating on her, which was not true. And then it, Brandy said that when they were going on a trip, Lisa Vanderpump came over to her house and saw that, because Brandy subscribes to like US Magazine or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And she saw the cover and she was like, oh, we should take that and show her. Kind of like, why would you?
Why wouldn't she see it already? Like, I'm sure she was.
Right. But then that all, but what Brandy was trying to say was, why would you want to do that? Like, that's painful for someone to have to go through personally, let alone for us as friends to bring that and be like, oh, look at that. You know, instead of doing it privately and being like, look, hey, I saw the cover. Blah, blah. So that was her, Brandy's point, was like, why would you do that? And then not go like, you, if that's what, if you were just trying to like make light of the situation, then you should have done that personally, like to her or whatever. So, yeah, it's really sad to see that. I mean, you kind of see like that's kind of like real friendship. And
well, how do they keep doing the shows if they're no longer friends?
I think
that doesn't involve them all interacting.
Yeah, I'm sure. So I'm sure like next season's going to be like them trying to, you know, like mend their friendship. I don't know, but like, that's why I said it's really difficult with stuff like that. You see, it's kind of difficult to really decipher. Is that really a setup or is it really their friendship? And then.
I'm glad there's no cameras around when I talk about you.
Oh, no.
It would be.
Buddy.
Like, heartbreaking. You think you hate yourself now?
I mean, do you see how he treats me? Anyways, so you have on here Goonies and Wallum and Michelle Visage.
They're making a Goonies sequel with all the original characters. And I'm excited.
Wait, like a Goonies Part 2 grown up?
Yes.
With all the original characters?
That's what they said, yeah.
Even, what's his name, Josh whatever?
Who?
The guy, the older brother.
Well, was he really a part of it?
Yeah, he was a part of it at the very beginning, like the first
beginning,
like,
though.
Half hours just with all about
probably,
them.
Probably, maybe, I don't know.
Oh, that's so exciting.
I think it's just the adventurous group, though, the adventure group.
Like the Asian guy and then the...
Chunk.
Chunk. Yes. That's like his...
No, that's not Chunk.
That was his friend.
Yeah. The one with the ears.
Right.
Hey, you guys.
I mean, were you not here when I just did
Baby
that?
Roof.
Baby Roof. Baby Roof. I mean, you guys, he's slightly silly. You're a fucking clown. I was sitting here doing the same thing.
It's not the same when you do it. Roger.
Suck it.
It's not the same when you do it.
Doing it. Doing it. I love you, papi. I love you, papi.
Oh, and then you were talking to me about Michelle Visage having a friend here in Chicago that she stays with. Mm-hmm. Apparently, was that listening to PNS Explosion, I believe? They were saying that her and this Steve Wallum guy. Mm. No, it wasn't. It was
the guy from New Jersey's bro, the
No, I was listening to
and I finally figured out what PNS means.
Patrick. Well, it used to be Patrick Noir and Scott.
Right.
But it really means penis explosion.
No, I know, but that's a really cool, clever way of play on words.
Scott was awesome. I wish he would come on the show sometimes again because he was so funny.
Was he?
Yeah.
Was he on the show this recent one?
No, he hasn't been on the show in a while. That's one of their friends.
Okay, because the one that was on this time?
Yeah.
Got it.
I was listening to The Daily Purge.
I love that show.
And Steve Wallum is the guy that's on Nurse Jackie, the male nurse, the chunky boy.
I don't know who he is.
Oh, well, you look him up. Anyway, I think that's who you were talking about with Michelle Visage when she comes to stay here with a friend or whatever. I think it's him.
No. I told you who it was.
Oh, wait. You said a chef, right?
Yes. Hold on. I'll show you who he is. Are you sure? Oh, yeah. I fucking hate Wikipedia. Like, why do you do that?
Do images. Just click images.
Shut up.
That's not him. I must have spelled his name wrong. Look up Nurse Jackie. Can we do that later? Because this is boring for listeners. We have some phone calls. You want to listen to one? While you're looking it up?
Sure.
Okay, one moment.
Anyway, that's not who she stays with. I mean, that may be... Oh, I see. He's a redhead?
Mm-hmm. He's the ginger nurse boy.
Oh. Oh, he is cute.
You didn't even see a picture of him.
No, I know. Well, there was a poster of him. Where is it? Right there.
Yeah, that's him. He's from Chicago.
Is he really? Mm-hmm. Oh, he's sexy.
Have you seen that show, Nurse Jackie?
I saw like the first episode when it first aired, and
it's pretty good.
I couldn't get into it, but I'll have to rewatch it because I heard a lot of people talking.
It's really good. All right, you ready?
Sure.
Hey, Fire Monkeys, this is DeAndre from Detroit. I am calling in to say that I'm happy you guys are back on the air. I'm loving Roger. He's an awesome guy so far. I really like his voice as well. It's pretty cool. Only problem that I have is this Beyonce business. I just want to let you know, Roger, sweet girl, you can do a lot of things on this show. You can say just about anything you want. But what we're not going to do is this shade talk, speak ill of Beyonce in any way, shape, or form.
That is, oh, you mean brick thrower?
And it will not be tolerated, young lady. So I don't know who you need to talk to, whether it's Jesus or Nick Cannon or Mariah Carey and her late ass, but you just need to get it together, sweetheart. But I love you, though. And I'm speaking from a great place when I say this. Beyonce's fans are vicious, and they will come after your ass. I'm just saying. Other than that, love your show, and I will talk to you guys later. Bye.
Roger, how do you feel?
I am Mariah Carey. I need you to recognize. I am Mariah
Carey.
Mimi to you.
Mimi. Sorry, excuse me, Mimi.
I am the fucking queen, that brick throwing bitch. She needs to go away with her little Blue Ivy and her little Carter. They need to go away. Go away. Go away, Beyonce. Beowulf. Go away.
Beowulf.
That's what Perez Hilton used to call her, Beowulf.
Why? He's an asshole.
Because that's what I maybe that's because that's her name resembled that, but he used to call. Was it her? No, it wasn't her. It was the guy from, it was another, like, smut, kind of, like, delisted. That's the guy. Oh, my God. He used to call Britney Spears Cheeto Queen. It was, oh, my God.
Well, that's kind of true.
She, well, Beyonce's kind of like Beowulf. It's true. Yeah. He was funny, but they kind of...
We love Beyonce.
We do. We do. I just don't appreciate her throwing bricks at me when she's singing through my ears. Don't like that. No. I need to just simmer the fuck down.
But when she has a soul song, it's good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, totally. And I think that she can nail it. I think a lot of people, and I know I'm probably going to get a lot of hate mail from this, but I think a lot of people give her a lot, blow a lot of smoke up her ass. She's kind of like Lady Gaga. The only difference is that I do appreciate her more because I feel like Beyonce is more honest and she's more down to earth, whereas Lady Gaga is a little
Would not say surfboard.
No, she's not that clever.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, so that's really it.
Well, okay. Thank you for calling DeAndre.
DeAndre. She's having a seizure.
But that's his name.
DeAndre.
Thank you for calling. We really appreciate it. And Mimi does too.
Appreciate it. This is the guy, Jamie Larita. That's who she stays with.
Okay, where's the picture?
Hold on. He used to be a chef to Madonna. Madonna.
So we have a... I don't know which voicemail to play. Because he called three times, but the voicemail shut him off each time because his message was too long.
Oh, so you don't know what order to play him?
Well, it's just that he kind of, I think, tried to make the same thing, like the same recording. So I'm just going to do one of them.
That's him.
And then we can listen to the other two. Oh, okay.
That's who she's staying with.
Maybe.
Do we know who it
Hello?
Is?
It's our favorite IYN. All right,
you don't have to play these messages on the podcast. I was just working and I had to take some time out because I think not all information is out there for what you guys were discussing. And I know it's not a podcast and I don't want to bring it down, so you don't have to play these messages. But I just wanted to address the fact that there exists now the, despite whatever conspiracies, and I'm sure there's a lot of corruption within the government regulatory bodies, but without the regulations that are in place, growers and producers, there's no watchdog. There's no independent watchdog.
So before going, he's talking about our conversation about the Food and Drug Administration, right. How the government shouldn't be into our food and stuff right. Like that.
Okay, I'll respond to that in a minute.
If the watchdogs were a separate body, independent, that's not possible. It's impossible to fund that, especially when growers and producers have more money. They're the rich ones. Regulatory body is there to prevent things from E. coli outbreaks in our food, salmonella outbreaks, bird flu from passing through, diseases from killing off mass amounts of livestock. That's the purpose of a government regulatory body like the FDA. So I just wanted to clarify, we do have to have those things in our society. In an ideal society, it'd be great if we had an honorary system where people were honest about how they produce or grow their food for sale to consumers. That's not how things work. It's a money game, and it's also a time game. They're trying to get as much out of their product for as least the least amount of cost to them and the most gain that they could get from the sale of that product. So I know I sound all befuddled and confused. I was in the middle of dragging extension cords across the property and I thought I'd call up. And senor, you need to do your research on vegans. Not all the vegans are hippie yuppie hypocritical beings. Ton of vegetarian vegans that are for by choice, or their diet is affected by adversely affects their body. There's a broad range of different types of people, and I know you're just being flippant, but don't try to fit us all in a box. Anyway, I love the show. I love Roger on the show. I love Ricky. You guys have fantastic chemistry, and it's hilarious listening to you go on and on.
Mimi, did you hear that?
I did.
We're holding hands right now.
Who's Roger?
We have great chemistry.
That synergy.
Thank
is
you
in the...
for calling.
Thanks, Kyle. I love you.
Did you want to respond?
I did want to respond. Mm-hmm. So,
I probably need to listen to his earlier messages because he did say other things about like farmers and the
right.
farming industry and stuff like you know,
that. The issue that I have with the vegans and things like that, it's not necessarily that I have an issue with that. You could be whatever the fuck you want to be. If you want to eat ants, antism, go on ahead. More power to you.
I've never heard of antism.
The thing that I have an issue with is if you're going to have according to how the circle of life is, I mean that's just
circle of life.
That's just the way it is. Like you, I mean, vegan is just you. I feel like a lot of the reasons why, in particular, people who switch over to just eating vegetables, is because of the creation that FDA has created with the food. Who do you think created E. coli?
God, I think that's pretty natural.
Right. Right.
I don't,
but why
that,
do you,
that doesn't make sense.
Right. Right. Why did you stick? I mean, look, if you stick 18 cows in a shoebox and they're shitting and that's the only thing that they have to eat and they're walking all over it. How do you, I mean, that's what I mean by we create the FDA creates the E. coli. I mean, it's just...
Yeah, but that was happening before the FDA came in. But the thing was, is that the meat industry... Have you read The Jungle? You need to read that book. It's about Chicago and the meatpacking industry. Disgusting.
I bet.
Skip like the first 5-6 chapters because it's about the family that moves here. Mm-hmm. But then they start going into the...
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying that it's perfect. And I mean, when I say that the reason why like E. coli is more prominent now is because the regulatory process they have for farmers is insane. They don't have they tell us that they take into consideration all these factors, but really they're out to make money. So I don't care whatever way you put it. I don't care if E. coli this it doesn't matter. They make it happen by putting these restrictions. And I mean, read Temple Grandin. She created a safer way for cows to die, a more humane way for them to die,
mm-hmm.
and to be more.
They do have that, but it just costs more to have.
But, exactly. My point exactly. So they don't want to pay for that shit. So they do this other stuff by putting 18 cows in a fucking shoebox. That's why you get all this stuff.
I'm trying to imagine 18 cows. In a shoebox, when one of their feet cannot fit in the shoebox.
So, but I mean, I understand what you're saying, and you know, like, yes, there should be some regulatory process. However, I just don't know if you should have people involved that really don't know what they're doing in this industry.
Mm-hmm.
That could be said for people like FEMA. Now, FEMA, for example, was a disaster. Because that wasn't, if I'm not mistaken, that was regulated by the government. And then I think the government said no. They don't want to regulate it anymore. I think it was its own agency at the time. And it fucked up. So I get the two sides. Like I get.
Well, you know the reason they fucked up, according to the Westboro Baptist Church, is because Jesus sent Hurricane Katrina to get rid of the abortionists and the fags.
No, it was because of the fags, not abortionists, because of the fags.
To get rid of them.
Right.
Yeah.
Because fags created abortionists. The abortionists created a hurricane that took over.
And did you see that, like, the picture, the aerial view of Katrina that looked like an aborted baby?
Oh, my God. Stupid.
Really? Everyone looks like that.
I mean, just don't. So, like, I get it. But, you know, the thing is like, New Zealand, a coworker of mine was telling me that her friend has Crohn's disease. And he was a little afraid of going to... New Zealand, because he was like, you know, I don't know if I'm going to be able to eat a lot of the stuff there because it's a new environment. However,
they when eat it, sheep a lot.
Well, when they ended up finding, what he ended up finding out is that the government doesn't have their hand in like the, you know, in their like food administration or whatever. Like it's all, they don't, no trans fat, no like I mean, you can't.
They don't use corn syrup.
They don't use anything that's like awful for your body.
Let's move there.
Why can't we do that?
Well, there's a podcaster in New Zealand we can go live with.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I think. Hi, Arthur. That's what that to me is like, that is smart. That is people who actually care about their people, not the government who's like, how can I make a dime off of these motherfuckers? Because they're stupid.
I'm sure there's some kind of government regulation.
There is. I'm sure.
They probably just don't allow like corn syrup. Like right. A lot of countries like, no.
They don't allow a lot of chemicals in their food. They want their food to be the utmost natural.
We should move there.
I think we should. But
that would be so fun. Maybe we could find the Malaysian Airlines while we're going.
Oh my God. We found it.
Well, it's on the next episode. We got to go right now.
Oh, why we got
to go? It's we've been on it for an hour.
Kyle.
Next show.
I love you, Kyle.
Kyle in Hawaii. Roger, send a butt picture to Roger? And by Roger, I mean to
Jaden55 at Twitter. He's my friend on Facebook now.
Well,
he could send it to me directly. He's
been my boyfriend on Facebook. So
he's my lover.
All right, we got to go. Give us a call at 2066. Oh, I was doing the old number. 863-666-0377.
Facebook us at facebook.com/foulmonkeys. Gmail us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com. And Twitter us at
foulmonkeys.
Foulmonkeys.
Also, I just want to give a shout out because I was supposed to.
No. We got
no. We need to do this on the first show because I told her I would. So I want to give a shout out to our new listener, Melita.
Hey, Melita.
She's been listening since the end of last year. She thinks we're awesome. And she messaged us on the Foul Monkeys page, but you didn't answer. So I did it for you.
I didn't. You know what it is? I can't.
You need to get pages. Do you have pages?
I do.
Okay. Well, that's where you messaged. Melita, he's lazy. I'm sorry. But we love
pages
you.
Pages as in like the iTunes app or pages as in the Facebook app?
Facebook pages.
You need to show me.
Manager. Oh, loser. That's why he doesn't get any of the messages. All right, Melita, but we really appreciate it. Thank you for listening. Of course, give us a call and leave us an iTunes review because we need that.
Yes, please do so.
So thank you very much. All right, are we ready to head out? Let's go.
Sure.
Let's head out with some little bit of Mariah. Should we? Let's do a little bit of this one.
We have to do a Janet episode because this is bullshit.
Well, it's not. Well, I guess we can listen to that for a second.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys. We love hearing from our fans. Give us a call at 863-666-0377 or email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
Make sure you visit our website at foulmonkeys.com. Follow us on Twitter by searching for Foul Monkeys and like us on our Facebook fan page.
You can also subscribe to us in iTunes and leave a review. Again, thanks for listening. So, hello.
Hi.
We're testing. 1, 2, 3.
Testing.
What kind of does it? I can cut it out though.
Make it a little tighter. Oh. Tight like your asshole. Tight. Tight like a tiger.